Hi guys, so today I want to talk about something specific. I want to speak about Itachi. You know, I was thinking about it today and I was thinking, did Kishimoto, you know, purposefully limit, and I think it's not just about Itachi because I see this a lot, but Kishi limited Itachi's potential in order to make the story worthwhile. And I think I see it a lot, he did it with the Photokage as well, you know, because the Photokage was a genius. And it's safe to assume that if he did not die, he would potentially become one of the strongest ninjas in existence that to have ever lived. If he didn't die that early, you know, he could have further developed his ninjutsu, the Rasengan. You know, he could have further figured out how to, you know, create the seals that he learned from the Uzumakis and all of that. And I think it was the same with Itachi. You know, you saw that he had a disease and he didn't really practice or train much. It almost seems like apart from his visual prowess, he didn't really focus on much else, you know, developing much else. And if you look at young Itachi, he was very gifted in taijutsu. You know, he was a good ninjutsu user and all of that. But it seems Itachi didn't really focus on much ninjutsu or taijutsu. He just focused on his visual prowess, which was why he was an exceptional genjutsu user when it comes to utilizing his Sharingan and the Mangekyo Sharingan. You know, he utilized it quite well. As a matter of fact, I don't think anyone in the anime utilized their Sharingan as well as Itachi did. And I think that's because Itachi purely focused on his Sharingan, developing his Sharingan and his visual prowess, while other ninjas like Sasuke, Kakashi, Obito, they focus more on their ninjutsu and their taijutsu. You know, they were, you know, ninjutsu and mostly ninjutsu, even, you know, users. You know, for instance, Kakashi was known as the copy ninja, where he copied so many ninjutsu. You know, and he had his signature of ninjutsu style, which was a Shidori. Yeah, it slipped my mind a while ago. He had his favorite ninjutsu, that which was a Shidori, you know, as well as Sasuke developed a lot of ninjutsu. You know, he focused on his fireball jutsu, and the Shidori was also his signature moves. And Sasuke was a good taijutsu user as well. You know, as you know, he had a knife that he utilized. And he utilized his Sharingan ability, most of the Amaterasu, in his ninjutsu fighting style. You know, he would coat his sword with that Amaterasu. And, you know, the way he utilized his Sharingan was mostly to, you know, add on as a compensation, an added benefit to and his ninjutsu and taijutsu. And Madara, even though he had visual prowess, he focused on his ninjutsu and taijutsu as well. As well as Obito. Obito mainly used his Sharingan for transportation. You know, he did use it a lot, but not, you know, mostly for like fees and all. So I think the two main users of the Sharingan was Itachi and I think Obito. But Itachi mainly focused on his visual prowess, and then he got that sickness. And it seems like he had these limiters on him, you know, for the benefit of the story. And honestly, that's something that has to happen when you're building out a world, you know, and especially with something like a manga. You know, it cannot go on for infinity, and sometimes you have to limit something, or you have to, you know, leave some story unflushed out, some plot line unflushed out. And it will happen to a lot of great anime and mangas as well. And that's one of my worries with One Piece, you know, as as you see with like One Piece, you know, people are saying that it's close to ending. And I'm like, there's so many plot lines that's not completely finished as yet. Why is it ending? You know, so yeah, that's my way. But let me know what you guys think. Did you think Kishimoto limited Itachi's potential in order to fit him into the story, or to not overshadow like main characters like Naruto, Sasuke, and all of that? And we see that Lee got limited as well. You know, the potential that Lee had in Shonen Jump was no longer there in Shippuden. So, you know, a lot of plot lines didn't get flushed out or anything. Anyway, that's it. Let me know what you think in the comments or in the Q&A, and I'll see you guys in the next episode of the Anime Podcast. Goodbye.